Mark Day became interim superintendent after the excessive isolation was uncovered last year. He's been keeping very close tabs on how much the staff still uses isolation to control teenagers who are harming themselves or others. For example, he tells the task force how many incidents there were just this month and how long they lasted.
129 events, 11 of them exceeded an hour, and 4 of them exceeded 2 hours.
But 3 of those were overnight stays, and if you don't count them,
there was only 1 seclusion that lasted longer than 2 hours.
Based on figures like these, everyone seems to agree that the home has turned things around, so restraining and isolating the 38 young people there is more of a last resort. But investigators remain wary, and the task force is poised to go much further. Jane Hudson with Disability Rights Iowa showed the group a summary of residents' complaints.
And so what's being passed around to you is questions we asked the residents, and their answers in their own words.
And they include, Hudson says, some troubling complaints. Some residents say they want restraints that don't hurt. And Harmon worries about how much force is being used to get some girls into isolation.
Often, there needs to be a physical restraint to get someone in seclusion, and that can escalate. In some of our monitoring, we did see 6 men restraining a young woman, and that doesn't seem to be gender responsive to begin with for someone who has issues with trauma with men in the past.
Chuck Anderson is a social worker at the home. He tells the task force about the first-rate training staff is getting to minimize coercion and still keep residents safe. But he says you can't get rid of isolation altogether.
I still honestly feel that there needs to be a setting when a youth is completely out of control, violent, self-harming. They need to separate from the milieu.
But the task force is ready to at least change the way isolation occurs. Chairman Jerry Foxhoven says they plan to recommend closing down the isolation unit where the worst abuses happen.
Yeah, I'd be pretty okay personally with it if we fill them up with cement or something.
The group wants the isolation to be administered in the residential areas of the home instead. In addition, they're calling for independent licensing of the home, similar to what's required at private facilities. They want care workers and juvenile officers to keep closer tabs on their charges. And ideally, Foxhoven says, the nearly 100-year-old cottages where the young people live should be torn down and replaced.
They're tired and depressing looking, and that's bad enough for these kids to have to, but they're also unsafe, and they're not set up in a way that makes sense in terms of staffing.
The task force also wants the state to explore new alternatives so girls judged delinquent by the courts would no longer be housed with those removed from dysfunctional families. The task force meets again next month, hoping to complete final recommendations by mid-October. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.